Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Royce O'Neal. Here's your Jazz Game Rewind.
Chested to O'Neal. Left side to Bogdanovich, who's found his stroke. They set Bogey up off a pick from Gobert. He starts to the right, comes back to the left to the free throw line for a fading jumper and tickles the climb.
Boy, he has gotten so good at that. Just patience, patience, changing directions, relocate. Nice, easy 10-footer.
The Utah Jazz started slow once again, which has been a theme over the last few games. However, one bright spot was Bojan Bogdanovic, who was perfect from the floor to begin the game as he shot 3 of 3 from deep with 13 points in the first quarter.
Bogey, right corner, catch and shoot 3 is good. Donovan looking, finds Conley, rotates to Bogey, right corner again, same result. Jazz running for threes, 10-6. Conley to the near side. Chested to O'Neal, left side to Bogdanovich, who's found his stroke. Bogey in the corner, driving on Hart, bumping, backing with his shoulder into Hart, steps back and puts it up and in. And Bogey's 4 for 4, and the Jazz lead at 12-10. Bogey pops the top, open 3 straight away, swish, he's in another time, and another zone. 13 for Bogdanovich to start the night. 3 threes, and the Jazz lead at 15-10. Stolen by Clarkson, picked up by Mitchell. Mitchell in a little bit of trouble, trying to dribble out of traffic, now does. Baseball passes to Clarkson, scoops to Bogdanovich in the right corner. One dribble to his left, fires the 3, hit it. Oh, he is on fire tonight. 6 for 6.
Utah's guard play was a serious issue in the first half as neither Mike Conley nor Donovan Mitchell got it going.
High pick and roll with Gobert, open 3 off the bounce, no good. That shot's not falling for Don yet this year. Donovan's 3 for 10 tonight. A little bit of a scuffle for Don right now.
And most of those off the dribble drive there as well. Most of those misses anybody.
He's 13 of his last 46 overall. Double teamed with 8 on the shot clock. They swing it around to Donovan. He hesitates. Now puts it on the deck. Pump fakes. Tough look. 3. Air ball. Conley double team. Bounces to Bogdanovich. Hard left-hand drive. Spins back to his right. Loses the basketball and turns it over. Donovan double stagger. Tries to split the double team. Does. Gets in the lane. Fades back off the glass. Missed by a mile. Rebound Gobert. Don's 3 for 12 tonight. Mike Conley's 0 for 2. Guard line not doing anything.
The Jazz led by 11 in the second quarter, but became sloppy as shots stopped falling and lack of focus on the defensive end. The Pelicans also went on 2 runs during the quarter, one of which was a 14-2 run to end the half, giving them a 46-45 lead.
Second round pick, great find, has been super, is not a shooter. Top to Ingram. Ingram attacking Gobert again. Fade away, right side jumper, got it. Wow, what a shot. 21-foot fade away over his shoulder with Gobert at him. Walker comes out, nobody's guarding him. Fires the 3 and hits. Gobert and Ingles miscommunicate on whose job it was to go back out to Alexander Walker. Brandon Ingram into the lane, fading back over Gobert, scores it. And that time the Jazz brought Gobert over to guard Ingram and he scored it. Here's Ingram into the post, right side. Holding, now bumps and backs on Royce. Royce doesn't move much. Fading back jumper in the lane, scored it.
Royce O'Neal, Manu ball on the weak side.
Nice job, Alexander Walker on a tight curl into the lane, runs into Whiteside, misses the layup, offensive rebound. Valanciunas fouled by Whiteside, back up and in. Bogdanovich, Clarkson, and Royce O'Neal had a front row seat to the rebound that Valanciunas got. And when Whiteside goes for the block, someone's got a rebound. Baseball inbound pass to Herman Gomez, takes one dribble, goes up, and hits! A 3 over Gobert. And the Pelicans lead at the half.
A very ugly half.
My suggestion would be that the Jazz might want to try to play every possession in the second half. They're on the wrong side of a 14-2 run over the final 6:04.
Royce O'Neal dominated the third quarter defensively, helping spark the Utah Jazz into a few runs which gave the team several opportunities to blow the game open. However, they failed to do so.
Free throw is good. If you look at the box score tonight, The unsung hero of the night for the Jazz, you wouldn't know it, is Royce O'Neal. 6 points, 3 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals, but he's been amazing. Valanciunas is on the post with Royce O'Neal. They lob down low. Valanciunas hooks, misses, rebound, Gobert. O'Neal's awesome. Gets there. Defender gets there in time. Back to Royce. First shot of the night. 3 is good. Valanciunas in the post.
Got a double.
O'Neal defending. Nobody comes down to help. O'Neal strips it away from him. Wow, O'Neal's incredible.
So many big men just turn and present the basketball to a defender. He turns into Royce O'Neal, and the ball is waist high.
And Royce has got such will, right? Like,
yes,
this guy's
absolutely
7'1", or 6'11", 260. Inbound to Ingram in the corner. And it's knocked away by O'Neal. Doesn't take it. Rotation to O'Neal. Open 3 left side for Royce is good. Ball movement finally from the Utah Jazz leads to their 10th assist of the night and a catch and shoot 3.
The Utah Jazz willed themselves back into the game during crunch time with the help of Donovan Mitchell. Here's the call with David Locke and Ron Boone on the final moments of the game.
Herb Jones, the rookie at 6'8", has Donovan Mitchell. Mike Conley comes to the front court. Conley comes off the picks, drives in the lane, high layup, good! 96-93, Jazz by 3. 7-0 run. Pelicans 0-8 in the clutch this year. Devontae Graham bounces to Valanciunas, looking for Ingram. He comes to get it. His top of the key jumper, no good. Rebound tap. Rudy has it. And Ingram goes to 1-13 this year in the clutch. 96-93, 48 seconds to play. Donovan to his left. Driving, a lot of contact, scoop blocked by Jones. 6 seconds on the shot clock, 39.9 left. A bucket here could be a dagger. Look for an inbound to Donovan in the corner. Inbound to Gobert, hands to Donovan, left side 3. Pow! 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 Donovan Mitchell, how do you do? Donovan came off the pick, fired, hit the 3. We've got a whistle and a foul.
Underneath
they're going
the
to review it. I don't know if it's on... I didn't see the signal whether it's on Rudy Gobert or Herb. It's on Herb Jones, and they're going to determine whether the shot counts or not. Instead of a Donovan Mitchell 3, Rudy Gobert is going to the free throw line for two free throws with 38.7 seconds left, which is a great advantage to the Pelicans. Now, Rudy Gobert in the clutch has been a good free throw shooter. Free throw's good. 4-point game. Ingram to the front court. Pelicans have not made a 3 in clutch all year. Ingram drives. Gobert's at the rim. Ingram's shot, no good. Foul by Gobert. 30.6 seconds left. Jazz by 4. Okay, big possession here. Both free throws good. 2-point game. Shot clock is at 22. Game clock's at 27. Donovan comes to the front court. Donovan calmly waits. He's guarded by Herb Jones.
Spacing.
Donovan signals to Gobert, but he's going to attack instead. Crossover, drive, in the lane. A lot of steps, misses the shot. Rebound, Valanciunas, loose on the ground. Pelicans have it with a chance to win. 6 seconds left. Right side, Graham, 4-3. Got it! The first 3-point shot made by the Pelicans in clutch play all year gives them a 1-point lead, 98-97, with 1.3 seconds left. And the Jazz are on the verge of losing another game off a review late. Ingles holding. Gobert falls. Ingles gives it to Donovan. Turnaround jumper at the horn. They got a whistle. Offensive foul on the Jazz. 0.2 seconds left.
The Utah Jazz falls short in another close game that was full of uncharacteristic things by the Jazz, such as poor shooting, bad defense, and a lot of moments of arguing with the refs. The Jazz will have another shot at the Pelicans tomorrow night at home. I'm Bobby Love, and this has been your Utah Jazz Game Rewind.